100 Word Stories.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIDie.com. Did you miss me? Well, I've been here all week, and I was here last week, and I'll be here tomorrow and the next week, and so on and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. You don't want to hear all that crap. What you want to hear is the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was paint, and you guys painted yourselves a whole bunch of lovely stories. Let's go ahead and get right to them. I know you're going to like them, because if you don't, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening or writing or tap dancing or painting, I suppose. We'll go ahead and start with Muncie and work our way through Ari and Spade and Jeffrey and Richard and Tom and everyone out there. It's great having y'all here as we count down the days to the, what anniversary is it going to be? 10th? Oh my God. Has it been 10 years? Anyway, you'll be here for it. Hopefully I'll be here for it. Otherwise, okay, let's get things started off with Muncie and see where things go from there.
Greetings, Saints. Muncie here to shock and awe, to show and tell, to cause and hopefully affect you deeply with another 100-word story. Are you ready? Let's rock and, time permitting, roll. Portraits by Christopher Monroe. I've had my portrait painted, so as to live forever. Because that's how that works. I like it rough and weird in the bedroom, you see, but my proclivities have on occasion left marks upon my body that were tough to explain to my more vanilla friends. Now, the painting bears the scars, the bruises. It wears the collar and ball gag, and, no matter what I might get up to in the privacy of my home, I always look fine to go into work the next day. All in all, it's a good system. 50 Shades of Dorian Gray. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me, Saints, until next week, whereupon I shall return, tell more tales, and your sainthood will most likely be revoked. It will be the end of the month, after all.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 465 on the topic of paint, something that needs to be done to my house pretty badly. I've got two stories for you, and my first story is just called Paint. When Harry was fired from his gig as a stand-up comic, the club owner told him that Harry's routine was more boring than watching paint dry. Harry left that day with bitterness in his heart. He returned 6 months later with a spring in his step, thanking the club owner for firing him. Harry explained, "I wanted to know how boring I was, so I painted my apartment and sat on the floor. Watching the paint dry, it was mesmerizing. I felt calm deep inside, and a peaceful feeling came over me. I spent the past 6 months painting everything I could in order to keep that feeling." "So why are you back here, Harry? Got anything that needs a coat of paint?" And my second story is called Paint the Town Red. For her 21st birthday, Kayla and her three best friends wanted to hit every bar they could both afford and dared to enter. Even with those restrictions, the list was fairly long. Half the time the ladies didn't need to buy a round. Pretty girls didn't often go thirsty. Kayla started with trainer drinks, a Cosmo in the first bar and a screwdriver in the next, but soon graduated to a Long Island iced tea, and ended up dancing on a table tossing back shots of tequila. The next morning, or to be more accurate, the next afternoon, when Kayla regained consciousness long enough to throw up and take 4 aspirin, her friend Monica, who was in no better shape, said, "I never want to be that sick again." Kayla agreed, saying, "The next person who says we should paint the town red needs to get a good kick in the pants. From now on, I only paint the town a light pink." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Good morning. This is Richard, and here is my tip of the week. Worried about pests destroying your vegetables? Well, don't grow vegetables. Here are my stories on the topic of paint. This is George's story, part 98. I give in. George knew when to give in. Now what? Julie sighed. Now you go home, while I go back in there and try and paint a better picture of you to my bosses than you've managed to do yourself. She fumbled in her bag and fished out a set of keys. The car's in the car park. Security will let you out. For heaven's sake, don't go ramming any more gates, will you? To George's relief, she smiled. A "you total idiot" sort of smile. But nevertheless, it was a smile. George smiled back. I'll try not to, but no promises. This story's called DIY. I still don't know why they threw us out of the DIY store. It wasn't as if we'd stolen anything, and as far as I can tell, we were doing nothing at all wrong. It's true that we'd strewn a fair amount of chain and rope around, but we were going to tidy up afterwards. And although we'd unpacked those power tools, we only wanted to try before you buy. And to point out that it wasn't the place for that sort of thing was clearly at odds with the sign hanging over the paint department. Grey, 50 shades. This is Different Strokes. Apparently it takes different strokes to move the world. That may well be true, but in my experience, it's not so much how you apply the paint that matters. Rather, it's the colours you paint with. Whilst the optimist sees a rosy-hued future, the activist sees red and demands we go green. Take that golden opportunity to save our planet, save our humanity. Humanity? Sure, as long as it doesn't clash with our political colours. And the colour of your skin is just the right shade of pale. Different strokes? I don't think so. It's never that black and white. And that's it. No more. All done. Finished. So until next week, do whatever it is you do, but do it well. Unless, of course, you do it badly. Goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got a dead computer. After 10 years of podcast use, the Apple died. It went click, 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 and up popped a tiny folder with a question mark. No keyboard, no mouse, no Pro Tools. So the room is a mess of wires. But the Dell is sending signals to SoundForge. Glad I didn't wait till late Saturday. That would have sucked. So here goes. I've actually got four stories. The first, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 98. The noise of the hammering and sawing on the Third West made it all the way down to obstetrics. The smell of paint triggered a deep memory in the obstetrician. The day he asked his mentor's advice, they met under painting tarps as workmen applied the final coat to his office. You're a damn good surgeon. Too bad you got an equally good heart. I guess that rules out thoracics. How about general practice? Heavens no. I'm thinking obstetrics. Doc Proctor laughed, the same laugh he had that morning. Mrs. Parsons is prep doctor. Umbrella and sewing machine. Finally meet, he mused. And the second story. Just a rider in the rain. Ole, bridle up the paint, directed his father. The choice of the horse told the lad which part of the ranch they would be inspecting. The paint, unlike most horses, never let the location of his feet freak him out. We are riding the North Ridge, said Ole. Wires down, need mending. Ole tried to sound brave, but his father knew Ole, unlike the paint, always needed to know where his feet were. Ole, yes, Dad. I want you to do something for me. Yes, Dad. Keep your eyes focused on the mane just between the paint's ears. Will do, Dad. Story 3. Like putting paint on a house that's falling down. Up in Canada, we got this 50-year-old garage. All the locals are waiting for it to fall down so they can laugh at the crazy American who painted it. Little do they know that I've installed an internal steel frame with 16 inches of poured concrete. If the paint holds up, the structure should stand for a good 300 years. My neighbors are going to have to wait a pile of generations in a cloud of irritation. Think I'll add on to the garage, I say. Won't last a year, returns McDonald. I just smile. And the last story, deep in process. In our school, there's a pecking order. You would think sculptors would be on the top, and on the top of the top, guys who live at the foundry. Nope, painters. What keeps them on top of the heap is mere presentation, not those acrylic guys. We're talking oil painters. Drape oil canvas, and you can rearrange the surface infinitely. One of my cohorts spent the semester on one canvas, paint on, paint off. Wonders what you can do with a turpentine rag. Whenever asked about progress, he would stroke his soul tag and say, I'm in process. And there you have it for this week. I'm going to try to get the sounds all leveled out. Probably take a couple weeks. So stay safe.
Let old Zach Man tell you about the last time Captain Cayenne had us paint the story arc. We painted her gray, not unlike a naval ship. You might wonder if that's a good color for a fine dirigible like the story arc. Well, no, especially not when the captain wanted her painted plaid. Sadly, Captain Cayenne ignored the bosun's advice and directed all the colors to be mixed in the same container, saying something about if the Stooges can mix spotted paint, he should be able to mix plaid. As I recall, the Stooges' paint turned out gray too.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I'm one of those artists who likes to take things somewhat literally. Nothing interpretive or speculative for me. I paint what I see. Honesty and integrity is everything. The same goes for my materials. My canvas really is canvas. If I'm using oils, then it's oil. Cooking oil, engine oil, palm oil. All have their own special qualities and colors. Speaking of colors, I'm very particular about my paint. Mustard yellow is colored with mustard. Pea green, tinted with garden peas. As for royal blue, baby pink, and blood red, I'll leave those to your imagination.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Bits of paint came off the wall as Tim scratched it with his only nail. All the others had been chopped off by that wretched machine at the factory, along with 2/3 of the fingers they were attached to. That didn't bother him, though. He got used to it. He did miss his thumb. He enjoyed going thumbs up for some reason. The remaining intact finger was an index. It was useful for pointing, granted. However, the really big problem was not having a middle finger. He felt like his ability to express himself had been hopelessly destroyed because of that. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 465 with a prompt of paint. Don't forget to come by Chanillo, Chanillo.com, and check out what's going on over there. They need more authors and readers starting on the 30th of March. Here's my story. Bambi walked Durgle to the door, holding onto his arm and resting her head on his shoulder. "I understand you, Durgle," she said, and turned toward him. "You don't mean to say stupid things. You're just socially awkward. That's what I love about you." Bambi was really pretty, Durgle thought. Not like the women who paint themselves with makeup and dress in fancy clothes. She was naturally beautiful. He wondered if he should kiss her goodnight. He'd hesitated too long. She shook her head and hugged him. "Good night, Mr. Vanderhund," she said, opening the door. "Come again soon." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Ari Gaffer, and I have come back, just like a bad dream. 2 times in a row I've made the weekly challenge. I'm not sure what to do about that. Except submit another story. So here I am with the submission for weekly challenge 465, paint. This one's called That Paint. Richter found his feet walking that familiar path. The forbidden path, he knew. After docking at the Quadrant Hub station and debarking, he wasn't thinking about anything in particular, he thought. But here he was, walking that way. Again. Dazedly, he was through the doorway of that dive. Richter came awake, but before he could stop himself and flee, his mouth had already barked to that woman. "So, did you paint those on or what?" Before he knew it, the bouncer, the owner, and his ex had all bashed him in some way. And Richter's next interesting adventure had begun. I don't know where I get these ideas, but that poor dude Richter, he keeps having the worst adventures. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the story, and like I said last time, we'll see you next time.
Tour of Zaino here with a story on paint. People don't know how to see real colours. They spend too much time with computer screens. Go out into the fresh air, and you'll see shininess, roughness, texture, scattering, translucency, iridescence. More effects than there are names for. You ever wonder how those thousands of shades of paint at the hardware store got named? Trumpet Red, Whisper Moon, Night Haze. That's my job, naming paint. Trumpet Red was one of mine. In fact, I came up with the name first, and then the boys in the lab designed a paint around it. But they drew the line at Invisible Man.
Hello there, Anima here with this week's story called Cheapskate. Adding up the expenses for the hospital visit was painful. ER visit, doctors, MRI, meds. Thank God my nosy neighbor noticed the front door open after dark. Joanne loaded me into her Prius and hauled ass to county. I think I lost about 3 hours, but who knows for certain. The estimate of $2,500 was too much to paint a few rooms, so I decided to do the job myself. It could have been a bargain at twice the price. I should have been warned by the name on the can. Bargain Basement Three Skulls Cover-Up. Guaranteed killer coverage. Thank you very much. You have an awesome week, and we'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Cindy did not want to know if the baby would be a boy or girl. So Jack bought blue and pink paint, and he waited. When the doctor said, "It's a boy," Jack put the pink paint cans in the garage, and he got to work on the walls. He rushed the job. The paint dried unevenly, and a few flakes fell into the baby's mouth. Yes, the paint had lead in it. Folks didn't know any better in those days. The boy was stupid and clumsy. One day he got into the garage, drank the pink paint, and choked to death.
I told you you'd love those stories about the topic of paint. Hey, my hips may lie, but my lips don't lie. What? It's over? Aww, that's the game. Well, you can always come back tomorrow for more 100-word stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, the podcast, blah, 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 blah. No, you'll be writing stories on the next topic of, what is it, Connect? I think it's Connect. Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the next topic. I post them up there for weeks and weeks and months in advance. That way you know what's coming, so you can have plenty of time to panic at the last minute, just like I do. Thank you all for being a part of this weekly challenge, week in, week out, month in, month out, day in, day out, year in, year out. Okay, you're all out of here. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.